Welcome to Dad's Wild Podcast, the podcast that explores the amazing natural world that surrounds us and astounds us. I'm your MC, Dustin Bean, and our hosts, Susan Altrui and Joy Matlock, will share insights and mind-blowing facts that will leave you saying, "That's wild." It's all about inspiring you, the listener, to value and conserve our natural world. That's Wild is brought to you by the Arkansas Zoological Foundation and produced by the Little Rock Zoo. So with that, let's get wild.
Welcome to That's Wild. It's the podcast for all things untamed in the natural state. I'm Susan Altrui, your host, and I'm joined by my ever-wonderful co-host, Joy Matlock.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so Susan, question.
Okay.
If you had one animal, just one animal that you could save, what would it be?
I'm a little disturbed it's only one, because it's hard to save just one animal, because, you know, in the world, all animals are connected, and you can't really just save one. But if I had to just save one, it would probably be the African penguin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the African penguin. I think they're just absolutely adorable, but they're also just an important species in general. So that would be my pick, is the African penguin.
All right.
What would be your pick?
I'm going to try to be succinct with my answer, but I would say the African elephant.
Okay.
I love them. They are majestic.
Yes.
They're huge.
Mm.
They are awe-inspiring.
Yes.
I love the fact that they hang together in packs. Mm. They're family-oriented.
Yes.
They have memory, and they mourn their dead.
Yeah.
I just love that about them. Now, they're my favorite, and I used to prefer African elephants over Asian. However, we have Asian elephants at the Little Rock Zoo.
Yes.
And so now my heart has opened up larger for the Asian elephants.
Yes.
But
yes.
African elephants are my first love, and that's who I would say, but elephants in general.
Well, and both the African penguin, the Asian elephant, and the African elephant, we are losing way too many of them.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
Absolutely.
And critically endangered animals, especially we've just learned that the African penguin we are losing at an even more rapid number. So action has to be taken now.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today, is conservation and what we are doing in the world of AZA zoos and aquariums on conservation, what our guests can do. So let's jump into that.
You know, we've been talking about which ones we would choose, but the real answer is that we don't have to choose.
That's right.
At the Little Rock Zoo, we're not just focused on saving one animal or one species. We're part of something much bigger.
Yes, absolutely. And in our last episode, we talked a lot about our connection through AZA, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, how we are part of that much larger global network, and how we are working around our globe to work directly with organizations that are saving animals in the wild. And I think that's a really important thing that we want to be able to communicate to our guests, to communicate to anyone who is listening to this podcast, is that when you come to an AZA zoo or aquarium, that you are directly helping to save animals in the wild, because it's something that we do every single day.
From Arkansas, where we are, to Asia, it takes all of us.
And That's right.
Part of something bigger. It's
That's
all
right.
of us working together.
Yes, and today we're pulling back the curtain on what conservation really is and how the work we do right here in Little Rock helps to protect species local and around the world.
Conservation is a worldwide effort, like you've been saying, but how much do we really know about the animals that we're trying to protect? So let's put your knowledge to the test, Susan.
Is this another pop quiz?
It is a pop quiz.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Did you study?
Of course not. Of course
well, don't,
not.
There's no grades. There's no grades. Just bragging rights.
Okay.
Just bragging rights.
Okay.
So,
what you got for me?
Okay. Are you ready?
Let's go. Let's go.
Get your thinking cap on.
Okay. Thinking cap is on.
Okay. Question one. How many miles does the Arkansas ruby-throated hummingbird migrate each year? I'll give you a choice. Is it 30 miles? Is it 300 miles? or is it over 3,000 miles?
Now, see, I actually know a little bit about this, and here's why.
Okay.
When I was in Costa Rica recently, mm-hmm. that hummingbird was there because it was on its migration path.
Wow.
So I know it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So this hummingbird travels a long way. So I know it's over 3,000.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. You got that.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
This tiny bird flies up to 3,300 miles a year.
Yes.
From Canada to Panama, and you're close to Panama.
Yep.
And crosses the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Isn't that so fascinating?
It's fascinating. So when we were in Costa Rica, they were talking about, they asked us where we were from, and we said, oh, Arkansas. And they said, oh, well, your hummingbirds are down here right now. And I was like, no way. And they were like, yeah, absolutely. So there are hummingbirds on the migration path that come down through that area and into,
That's
it was
amazing.
Fascinating to think about that. So,
and part of that journey, 500 miles of it, is nonstop.
I can't
nonstop.
Even fathom that fact that those birds travel nonstop for that long.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Nature is unbelievable.
So far, one for one.
Hey.
Okay. Question number two.
Okay.
Which swan species winters in Arkansas but nests thousands of miles away in northern USA and northern Canada?
Do I get multiple choice?
Not on this one. I can give you a hint.
Okay.
It's the name of a popular children's book. Also, maybe a musical instrument.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe a wind instrument. Maybe a brass wind instrument.
Oh, it's like on the tip of my tongue.
No more. Okay. It's a trumpeter.
Gosh, swan. Dang it. It's like, I know what this is. I was so close.
Yes. So they travel thousands of miles each year.
Yeah.
Their seasonal habitats across regions must be all healthy for this species to be able to survive.
Yeah.
So
nice.
That's something that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Worldwide conservation.
Yep. Nice.
Okay.
Number
three.
All right.
We got one, Susan, cards one.
Cards.
What fish swims from the Gulf of Mexico into Arkansas rivers to spawn?
Oh.
Is it the spotted bass, the rainbow trout, or the Alabama shad?
Look, it can't be anything to do with Alabama, so I'm going with the bass.
Well, Miss Arkansas, it is the Alabama shad.
Stop! Really?
Yes. Sorry. So, about this fish, it's a great reminder that rivers and oceans are all connected. So that that animal comes.
We're gonna have to rename that.
Well,
you know what? You know what? I'm gonna talk to our governor about renaming that fish.
Well, it what happens upstream affects what can happen downstream. That's what that animal helps us to remember.
Okay.
And we're okay with the name for now. So let's move on.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. Mm. Okay, next one. Which songbird passes through Arkansas on its way to and from South America each year? Is it the house sparrow, the pine warbler, or the bobolink?
I'm going with the sparrow.
Ah, Susan, it's the bobolink.
What? Okay.
It's a bobolink.
Okay.
So some bobolinks travel over 12,000 miles.
Oh.
Their survival depends on healthy land and good airspace across the Western Hemisphere for them to make that travel.
Yeah, that's important.
Fun fact, a type of blackbird, the old name for it is the rice bird because it would eat rice and grains over the winter.
Wow.
Okay. During their migrations.
Oh, okay.
So.
Fascinating.
That. All right.
Okay.
Do you know, so this is not an animal-related question, this is something else.
Okay.
What's the name of Arkansas's official plan that helps guide conservation efforts for vulnerable wildlife?
The plan?
Mm-hmm. Arkansas has a plan.
I bet it's like the something conservation action plan, I bet.
You got action plan, correct?
Okay.
It's the Arkansas Wildlife action plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew we had a plan, but it was like the conservation action plan of some sort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's part of a national effort funded by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect species before they become endangered.
Absolutely. Very important.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. I believe this is the last one.
Okay.
Thinking caps.
Okay.
So that brings us to the most important of my questions. How do we protect Arkansas wildlife when it spends part of its year somewhere else? If they're going to come here for part of the time of their migration, what can we do to protect?
Well, protecting habitat is a big piece of that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So restoring habitat is a big piece of that, mm-hmm. I would say.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
By protecting its habitat everywhere
yeah.
it lives, from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
Conservation wildlife doesn't stop at state lines or borders,
right.
country borders. That's very... Mm-hmm. That's very...
Matter of fact, talking about geese and mm-hmm. ducks and mm-hmm. things of that sort, we are very much as a state engaged in the conservation of lands in Canada because those birds migrate here.
Mm-hmm.
So where fowl are concerned, ducks, it's very important for us to restore the habitat in Canada so that they will have a very robust population there and then migrate here. So that we have a plentiful supply of ducks here for hunters and for other healthy wildlife populations here
mm-hmm.
and when they migrate down south.
That's very important, you know, because like we've talked about, conservation is worldwide.
Yes.
You know, we can't, even though we have borders, they're really imaginary. You
yes.
know, it's so to an animal.
Wildlife doesn't see borders.
Absolutely.
They don't
absolutely
know
not.
That this is Canada, this is Mexico. They just know that there's habitat. And so mm-hmm. they don't see the borders we see.
Mm-mm.
Right.
And so our responsibility is not just our own corner, but it definitely is our corner, but we have to be mm-hmm. mindful of other places where these animals
that's right.
go.
That's absolutely right.
So I think maybe it's time for us to have a guest to make sure that we talk about more of these issues.
Okay, well let's bring our guest on.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure. Is Hannah bringing something special?
I think we have Hannah coming back.
Okay, well, let's bring Hannah on. So Hannah, tell us a little bit about the friend you've brought today.
All right. This friend is Shortstack. He is a pancake tortoise.
Okay.
I love it.
Other pancake tortoises at the zoo are named Flapjack. I believe we have Maple.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Creative, pancake tortoise.
Can't let that opportunity
yeah.
pass you by.
You
we should
can't.
Have a low carb.
Is it
buckwheat? Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
There you go.
That's the
next. Okay.
Get me next time we need names.
Yeah. yeah. Let's talk
okay.
about
it. So, mm-hmm. if you're not watching right now, can you tell the guest why he might be called a pancake tortoise?
It's a little flat.
He's a little flat.
A little flat.
Yeah. A little smashed.
We get lots of questions
so
about his shows.
Why is he so flat, do you mm-hmm. think? What's that adaptation about?
It's a very cool adaptation. So, these are native to East Africa, Kenya, and Tanzania, specifically. They are very fast. This is all tied to their flat shell. So their defense from predators is the shell is actually not as strong as other shells, so it's pretty flexible. Again,
okay.
this all ties together. So if you were a predator, this tortoise would run as fast as he could. One of the
okay.
fastest tortoises there are, which
okay.
is why he's in this little container. Run, get into a rock crevice, they
uh-huh.
wedge themselves in there. They inflate their lungs,
huh.
and then they get themselves stuck so that when that little paw comes
oh.
in and tries to pull them out,
oh. it can't get out.
Yeah,
can't
so that flat shell is to wedge into rock crevices.
Interesting.
That's so cool.
They
That's
have some of the coolest adaptations
mm-hmm.
of any tortoise, in
wow.
my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That
very,
is really
cool.
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, your word of the day. We should start a segment.
We should.
Word of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
I think
what's
we
the,
have.
What's the word of the day?
Chelonian.
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 Do you know what that? Do you guys have any idea what that might be?
Absolutely not.
Great.
Mm-mm.
Here to help.
That's why we have you.
Yeah. So Chelonians are turtles and tortoises.
Okay.
So Chelonians, turtles and tortoises, are one of the most threatened group of animals in the whole world. So more
yes.
than or around half of all Chelonian species are at risk of extinction.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
It is.
Mm-hmm. This species specifically is critically endangered, according to the IUCN. So to be critically endangered, there are several factors that can cause them to reach that status,
yep.
but they could be more than 80% have disappeared in the last 10 years.
Wow. Yeah.
It can be to their small habitat size, or it can be that they predict their extinction in the wild within a certain amount of time. So
yeah.
unfortunately, these guys are in a ton of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that we are doing at our zoo and partnering with other organizations to try to save people, and not people.
People,
but
people like Shortstack.
But animals like Shortstack.
Okay, so we do a ton to try to help as much as we can, even here in Arkansas. So one of the things is the SSP. We've talked about this in other episodes,
yeah.
but he is part of the SSP, or Species Survival Plan, which is kind of like an online dating service,
yep.
Except instead of looking at personalities and who likes long walks in the African outback, or I guess it's not an outback, desert. They're looking at genetics.
Long walks on the beach.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're telling us who can breed, how many babies they can have. And this is all so that it kind of serves as an arc, so that if some of these species do go extinct in the wild, which is unfortunately pretty possible, that we have enough genetic diversity in zoos that we can help if we need to. Another thing we do is he's an ambassador. He goes out and meets people. He spreads the love about turtles and tortoises, and he's pretty cute, so he's pretty good at doing that. And then we also do fundraisers and support conservation groups on the ground, even at our zoo. So we just had two of my favorite things combined into one event. Literally, two of my favorite things, beer and turtles. So we just did Drink Beer, Save Turtles.
Okay.
We do every May. We're not the only zoo that does this. This is part of the TSA, the More Fun TSA, which is the Turtle Survival Alliance.
Not the one at the airport.
Yeah, which is very important.
Sure.
I really like turtles more than I like airports. In fact, when I wear TSA shirts sometimes when I travel. And
oh, that's
I
funny.
Need to be careful.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to have to get a TSA. Yeah, you do.
Go to their website.
Go to the airport next time. Okay, that's
turtlesurvival.org. Please look it up if anyone wants to. So Drink Beer Save Turtles is an event we do and that several zoos do to benefit the Turtle Survival Alliance. So we did this in May at Flyway Brewing. Shout out Flyway. I did not have to do much convincing for them to be on board. They were does it help? Absolutely. So they donated $1 per beer sale during the event to TSA. And then what we did at Little Rock Zoo was we brought these animals and then we sold merch for TSA. So
The public got to be involved.
That's
wonderful. And it was a great way to spread the word about the great work that TSA is doing, that the Little Rock Zoo is doing, and also have fun. So those are great things.
This is our third year doing this event.
Awesome.
First year we had a couple people that were really into turtles, like dressed head to toe. Second year we had more. This year, you guys, you probably don't remember, it was a really rainy day. Bad storms. We had to modify and move inside. We were really concerned about that.
Yeah.
We had more than 100 people.
Oh, wow.
And that all said that they were there because of this event.
Oh,
so we're
out. That's amazing. That's amazing.
We had a little girl that mom said she's been up since 6 a.m. because she was excited about this event.
Excited about the turtles.
Wow. It was really cool.
That's cool.
So we do make it family friendly. Yeah. We also have activities for kids to help. They like fish litter out of water, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, and I think that just further emphasizes the importance of zoos, the work we do for conservation. And it shows how we have a global impact, that the local things that we are doing help things globally.
Right. Yeah. I tell my friends all the time, even just your little local Little Rock Zoo, the stuff that we're doing for conservation, a lot of people don't even realize. So just by coming in the gates, we tell people all the time, you're helping support groups like
this.
I believe we have 18 organizations we support. That number might have fluctuated a little bit, but it's a good amount. African penguins, I love your choice, of course, for who you want to say. I feel the same. But African penguins, they think that they could go extinct in the wild in the next 10 years.
Sad.
The last time I heard that was a year ago. So down a little bit. So we really have to do things to help.
Really time to take action now. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I have a question. You were talking about how you had the fun game for the kids to fish the litter out of the water. What are things that we can do every day that impact the conservation efforts for turtles here in Little Rock?
I'm glad you asked this. This is a really cute tortoise, so they're can be popular pets. And for the most part, they come from sustainable sources, but not always. So one of the, I believe the biggest threat that this species faces in the wild is pet trade. So over-collection for the pet trade. And then habitat loss is, it affects all species really, but it's really affecting these guys. They're losing those rocky outcroppings that they need to get away from predators. But something you can do is do your research before you get a pet. Make sure it's sustainable. That's a very big thing you can do.
Yeah, we said this a couple of times. If you're going to get a pet, go to your local shelter, get a cat or dog. There's so many cats and dogs that need adoption, and they make such great pets.
They do, and like I said, it's a small, precious little reptile like this, unfortunately, that tends to be a bad thing for them because it's so easy to collect them.
That's true.
So
yes.
Something to be very smart about.
Absolutely.
Speaking of seeing them in the wild, if I see one trying to cross the street, Hannah, should I stop and help it, or what should I do?
Yes, if you can safely stop, don't cause a traffic jam. You move them in the direction they're going and move them as far off the road as you can. So you can't move them just on the shoulder, because unfortunately, and this is a sad thing to talk about, TSA actually did research on how many people go out of their way to hit turtles on the road sometimes. That's extreme. I want to say most people don't do that, but it is important to make sure they don't get hit, so you move them as far off the road as possible.
Out of sight as much.
Yep.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for being here and educating us about our friend and about turtle conservation.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I love having Hannah come and talk about all of the beautiful species we have in our world and their importance to global conservation.
I love it.
It's just such a wonderful lesson about what we can do to save animals in the wild.
It is important. And it makes those moments to reflect on, you know, something as we're driving our cars every day and we live our lives, but there's a whole nother world of animals that in life that depend on us to do the right thing.
Yes, absolutely. That's so well put, Joy. You know, the species that we think of as ours here in Arkansas, you know, they aren't only just ours.
And likewise, the non-native Arkansas species that we have at the zoo, for instance, you know, the rhinos we've talked about before, the African elephants, African penguins you talked about, all those different species, they connect us to worldwide conservation efforts.
Yes, you know, conservation isn't just about boundaries. It's about being connected to habitats,
exactly.
Wild places.
Exactly. Our responsibility is not just statewide or bounded by our boundaries. You know, what happens if those hummingbirds come and the habitat that they need is destroyed. So that's part of our responsibility of being able to protect the animals worldwide.
Yes, absolutely. We have to protect them here. We have to protect where they go year round. I mean, it's a worldwide effort, and working with organizations that are doing that worldwide, it is just so important to have that global effort. It really, really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I hope that we have been able to connect the dots for some of our listeners and viewers today. Something that we hope that we connect the dots of every single day at the Little Rock Zoo as well. That link to wildlife and the survival across continents and why we even have those little small efforts here just locally, and why it matters so much, and it matters even on a global scale.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, last question, what can our listeners do to make a difference?
You know, that's such a good question. You know, honestly, it's already happening right now. You know, by learning, listening to this podcast, that makes a difference. You know, just by showing up today and taking the time to just tune in today, you know, that makes a big difference to just learn a little bit more about conservation and what you can do. We've talked a lot about the things that you can do, those little bitty steps. You know, Hannah mentioned just coming to the zoo. You know, that makes a big difference, because when you spend money at the zoo at that gate admission, or just the little things there, you know, that helps to support our efforts in conservation as an accredited zoo. You know, that's a really important thing. So supporting organizations that do that. Or you can even go and support things like drink beer, save turtles.
Yes.
You know, look for those events that we're doing to support conservation with organizations like the Turtle Survival Alliance. You know, TSA, those are great organizations to support. I think sometimes people can feel frustrated because it is so overwhelming to think about that we could lose something like the African penguin in 10 years. But there is hope. There is hope if we act now.
Exactly.
And if we all join together and work to save habitat and to save animals, it is possible. And we are working, and we're working with other partners and working as an alliance to make this happen. It can work, and we can work together to make those things possible.
That's true. And then also your zoo membership, becoming a member of
Absolutely.
The Little Rock Zoo.
Yes, that support.
Those monies that we collect, you know, we donate them to other conservation efforts.
That's right.
And that helps us in our day-to-day operations. And so that's another way that people can locally support and also support initiatives like the ones we talked about, the Arkansas Wildlife Federation.
Yes.
And like you said, TSA, other organizations that have conservation as their mission and as their goal to help animals all over the world. So for our listeners, if something inspired you today, please share, please hit that like button, and let us know what your review of our podcast, and subscribe, and make sure that you listen to us every time that we meet.
That's right. And you can also go online at littlerockzoo.com to learn more about our conservation efforts specifically. And thanks for joining us on another wild adventure, and we'll see you next time on
That's Wild.
Wild.